They do not act like sensible beings whose lives are capable of measuring with the life of God, and who are accountable to Him for every hour of their time. A 526.2 Mothers to invent and direct amusements ... instead of sending her children from her presence, that she may not be troubled with their noise and be annoyed with the numerous attentions they would desire, she will feel that her time cannot be better employed than in soothing and diverting their restless, active minds with some amusement or light, happy employment. The 527 mother will be amply repaid for the efforts she may make and the time she may spend to invent amusement for her children. A 526.3 young children love society. They cannot, as a general thing, enjoy themselves alone, and the mother should feel that, in most cases, the place for her children, when they are in the house, is in the room she occupies. She can then have a general oversight of them and be prepared to set little differences right, when appealed to by them, and correct wrong habits or the manifestation of selfishness or passion, and can give their minds a turn in the right direction. That which children enjoy they think mother can be pleased with, and it is perfectly natural for them to consult mother in little matters of perplexity. And the mother should not wound the heart of her sensitive child by treating the matter with indifference or by refusing to be troubled with such small matters. That which may be small to the mother is large to them. And a word of direction or caution, at the right time, will often prove of great value. A 527.1 Do not deny innocent pleasures ... for lack of time and thought many a mother refuses her children some innocent pleasure, while busy fingers and weary eyes are diligently engaged on work designed only for adornment, something that, at best, will serve only to encourage vanity and extravagance in their young hearts. As the children approach manhood and womanhood, these lessons bear fruit in pride and moral worthlessness. The mother grieves over her children's faults but does not realize that the harvest she is reaping is from seed which she herself planted. A 527.2 Some mothers are not uniform in the treatment of their children. At times they indulge them to their injury, and 528 again they refuse some innocent gratification that would make the childish heart very happy. In this they do not imitate Christ. He loved the children, He comprehended their feelings and sympathized with them in their pleasures and their trials. A 527.3 How Mrs. White restrained her children ... when the children will beg, that they may go to this company or join that party of amusement, say to them I cannot let you go, children, sit right down here, and I will tell you why. I am doing up work for eternity and for God. God has given you to me and entrusted you to my care. I am standing in the place of God to you, my children, therefore I must watch you, as one who must give an account in the day of God. Do you want your mother's name written in the books of heaven, as one who failed to do her duty to her children, as one who let the enemy come in and preoccupy the ground that I ought to have occupied? Children, I am going to tell you which is the right way, and then, if you choose to turn away from your mother and go into the paths of wickedness, your mother will stand clear, but you will have to suffer for your own sins. A 528.1 This is the way I did with my children, and before I would get through, they would be weeping, and they would say, won't you pray for us? Well, I never refused to pray for them. I knelt by their side and prayed with them. Then I have gone away and have pleaded with God until the sun was up in the heavens, the whole night long, that the spell of the enemy might be broken, and I have had the victory. Although it cost me a night's labor, yet I felt richly paid, when my children would hang about my neck and say, oh, mother, we are so glad that you did not let us go, when we wanted to. Now we see, that it would have been wrong. 529 or 528.2 Parents, this is the way you must work, as though you meant it. You must make a business of this work, if you expect to save your children in the kingdom of God. A 529.1 Problems of the perplexing teenagers ... In the present state of society it is no easy task for parents to restrain their children and instruct them according to the Bible rule of right. Children often become impatient under restraint and wish to have their own way and to go and come, as they please. Especially from the age of 10 to 18 they are inclined to feel that there can be no harm in going to worldly gatherings of young associates. But the experienced Christian parents can see danger. They are acquainted with the peculiar temperaments of their children and know the influence of these things upon their minds. And from a desire for their salvation, they should keep them back from these exciting amusements. A 529.2 vigilance is especially needed after conversion, when the children decide for themselves to leave the pleasures of the world and to become Christ's disciples. What a burden is lifted from the hearts of careful, faithful parents. Yet even then the labors of the parents must not cease. These youth have just commenced in earnest the warfare against sin and against the evils of the natural heart, and they need in a special sense the counsel and watchcare of their parents. A 529.3 The secret of guarding the children from worldly attractions. How many parents are lamenting the fact that they cannot keep their children at home, that they have no love for home. At an early age they have a desire for the company of strangers, and as soon as they are old 530 enough, they break away from that which appears to them to be bondage and unreasonable restraint and will neither heed a mother's prayers nor a father's counsels.